Okay, thank you very much. Time to welcome our next speaker, Jonathan, who's going to tell us more about Async.io.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So good afternoon. Hope you have a good Fosdem. So I'm going to talk. You cannot hear me?
So speak louder.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yeah, good enough. Okay, I'll try to speak loud enough. Okay, so we are going to talk a bit about async.io and Python. So it's about the async and await keywords that were added a couple of years ago and how we can use them within Python. And a bit about what is the difference between writing async.io code and writing threaded code, because that's another way of doing concurrency. So all this is about how can we speed up our program? How can we do things in parallel in order to improve the execution speed? So we have quite a bit of different ways of doing concurrency in Python. First, there was multi-threading, which is the easiest way to do concurrency. Then there was multi-processing, which solves an issue if you need more CPU, because one Python process can only consume one CPU. If you need to have multiple CPUs, because your problem is very CPU intensive, then you need multiprocessing. Then there's G-events, not going to talk a lot about that. And then you have a whole lot of event loop-based implementations. Like there's Twisted, which is probably the oldest. Then there are a few others. And in 2012, we got async.io. So let's first start with threading. So